She's enchanted audiences for more than half a century. But Dame Kiri Takanawa will never sing in public again.
I have stopped singing. I don't want to hear my voice. When I'm teaching young singers and hearing beautiful, young, fresh voices, I don't want to put my voice next to theirs. You know, it's not good. So I leave my voice out of it now. And it is in the was, it is in the past.
So when you say you've stopped singing, I mean, we knew you'd retired from performing in opera, but recitals, concerts, no, all finished.
Yeah, I just stopped here. I never announced it. I didn't want to hear my voice again. I didn't. That was it. I decided when it was going to be the last note, and I always wanted it like that.
So what was the last performance?
It was in Ballarat in Australia last year. I packed my bags, came home and said, that's it.
And did you feel sad when you were singing?
No, look what I had. Look at the memories.
It's always a pleasure to present a new and exciting talent on my show, and tonight we have a young soprano from the Covent Garden Opera Company, for whom I predict a great future. Here to sing Puccini's lovely aria, Chi il bel sogno di Daretta, is a beautiful Kiri Takanawa.
Kiri Takanawa on the Harry Secombe Show in 1971. By the end of that year, she'd become an international star, playing the Countess in The Marriage of Figaro at Covent Garden.
And that was incredibly special. I mean, I'd like to put that up as, I suppose, the moment of my life, or the time of my life.
Another career highlight must have been the royal wedding, mm-hmm. when you sang at the marriage of Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer. How did that come about?
I've tried to find out how it came about, but I was told 2 or 3 months before, you will sing this song at the royal wedding. Can you imagine holding that inside you for months and months and months, not being able to mention it to anyone? When the princess died, I never sang it again. I never wanted to. It was not for her. It was when Prince Charles asked me, but when she died, I felt that I should put that song away forever.
And have you ever listened to it?
By accident, but never listened to it properly, no. In sort of respect for her and the death and everything about it was just such a terrible thing that I never wanted to hear it again.
What are your thoughts on being given this Lifetime Achievement Award?
I think it's very, very special, but I never actually came off stage and saying, there, I've really done it this time. I've really, really nailed it. Never. I always felt, there was a mistake in there. There was another one. I did that. And I was constantly analysing through the whole of the performance what I'd done. And I came out of it thinking, well, not tonight. I never really achieved perfection, the 100% that I'd like to, but I did keep trying.